Hello, Roy here. I just wanted to let you know that you can listen to The Roy Green Show ad-free on Amazon Music, included with Prime.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care, and we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it, all while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
We're sticking with Israel, and we're going to take another look. And stuff has been happening as the show has been going along. I see pictures of Netanyahu in Gaza. We had a question earlier on about what the future holds. He kind of maybe answered that this afternoon. We're going to get more analysis, though. We're joined by Jacob Magid, who is the Time of Israel's U.S. Bureau Chief, joining us live. Jacob, good afternoon. Thank you for being here.
Hi, thanks for having me.
First of all, let me ask you your impressions of how it's gone. You know, there was a few stalls and we're seeing the power of Hamas and they hadn't signed. And then, you know, back and forth and then America weighing in, all of it. And we have hostages being released. What are you seeing here, Jacob?
So today was the third day of a 4-day truce that could be extended longer. But we've had roughly 13 Israeli hostages released for the past 3 days. In addition, over a dozen foreign nationals who are not Israeli hostages, most of them are Thai, foreign workers who are working in Israel, were kidnapped during the October 7th Hamas onslaught, and they have slowly been released as well. There's an expectation that one more day will have a ceasefire where another roughly 13 hostages will be released, making it a total of 50. And then the agreement with Hamas is that if it is willing to release an additional 10 hostages at least, Israel will extend the ceasefire for another day. So there's efforts by Israel, or mainly the Qatari, Egyptian, and U.S. mediators to try to get another day or two at least of a ceasefire. There was some, as you mentioned, some delays yesterday in Hamas implementation that were due to Hamas claiming that Israel wasn't upholding its end of the agreement regarding aid to the northern Gaza Strip. But actually, the Red Cross, which is indifferent mediator in this process, is actually saying that's not the case. And that Israel did abide by that clause of the agreement. There was something else with the Palestinian prisoners that were being released, not by the age or the amount of time that they were served, which is apparently part of the agreement, which hasn't really been publicized. But overall, that hiccup was pushed forward, was kind of resolved. And that was yesterday, this delay that took place, but today, this third day went pretty smoothly.
Yeah,
we're looking for a fourth day possibly tomorrow.
Okay, I want to talk about that. You know, there's a lot of motion too, and this is kind of tied into this. And we see in the hugging, the renewal, and we're human. And it's so primitive to see back with your family, back with your mother, children. Very, very emotional. As you say, there could be it could be extended a little bit if there's more hostages. How does this complicate things? Does it complicate things for Israel? Some wonder, you know, how is it? Will they lose a little public opinion? Do they have that chance of losing public opinion here where we've seen people together again? Is there a new pressure on this?
Well, I think the concern in Israel is whether an extension of the ceasefire helps Hamas regroup further. And that's the main concern and why there's been reticence among some in Israel to agree to the ceasefire, because they felt that they have Hamas on its back feet right now. But there is overwhelming support for this hostage deal, because I think Israelis were looking at this as kind of a shot in the arm in terms of the public, the reticence and the feeling in the public that after so many days of horrible news, that now having these hostages come home, especially the women and children, such young kids, being among them is, I think, enough to allow the Israelis to what they feel is move forward with this war until Hamas is completely destroyed. There is a concern regarding when you mentioned public opinion. Mm-hmm. I think Hamas is looking to use these 4 days to also kind of show the degree of complete damage that's been done to the Gaza Strip as a result of the Israeli bombing campaign. where we're now around 14,000 Palestinians have been killed. We don't know exactly how a majority of them are believed to be women and children. And Hamas is looking to kind of push the international community to use this time to maybe pressure Israel to not continue the bombing campaign. But given that the U.S. is totally supportive of allowing Israel to move forward with this war once the temporary truce is over, I don't think that that pressure is going to make as much of a difference. This is not going to be a permanent ceasefire.
All right. We've just seen and looked at pictures during when the breaks here of Netanyahu in Gaza vowing to pick up this war. The pressure on him right now as these hostages go through, as you say. I mean, keeping that support of America and allies has to be supreme.
Right. Yes. The U.S. support is critical. And basically, it's conditioned right now on this point that Israel take more steps to protect civilians in Gaza. That the feeling is that there at times in this ground campaign that the bombing that's been supporting the ground troops has been indiscriminate, quote unquote. That's how Biden commented. He's noted that there's been improvements since that the operations that Israel's been carrying out around the hospitals in Gaza, particularly the Shifa hospital, which has been making a lot of headlines in earlier weeks, where Israel and the U.S. have both agreed that Hamas is kind of running a control center underneath, that operation's been better. It hasn't been as indiscriminate as in the past. But the U.S. expects that once Israel now moves forward to the southern Gaza Strip after operating almost exclusively in the northern Strip in terms of the ground troops, that before it does so, it needs to explain how it plans to account for all these civilians that they've just shoved into the southern Strip. There's now most of the 2.3 million population in all Gaza is now in southern Gaza, as if it wasn't crowded enough before. The same crowded conditions, and there has to be a clear place for people to go to avoid the bombing or the ground troops that are going to be pushing forward into the southern Strip. And that needs to happen before Israel and launches the second part of this operation. That's kind of been something that the Biden administration is pushing.
All right, Jacob, I want to ask you finally, what are the chances of this extension, in your opinion, as you watch this?
The ceasefire, I do think there's an effort to get at least another day. I think Hamas a few hours ago announced that it's for the first time formally interested in this additional time period. Netanyahu has said so himself as well. I think there's a feeling amongst Israelis that as long as we can keep getting a significant number of hostages out, that we are supportive of extending the truce as long as we continue the battle afterwards. That's what they're saying. So I do think there's a pretty good chance for this temporary ceasefire to extend past Monday, but beyond maybe 2-3 days, I think the expectation is that
All right. Jacob Magid, the Times of Israel's U.S. Bureau Chief, joining us live here. Thank you, Jacob, for your analysis and reporting. We really appreciate your time on Sunday. Thank you.
Thanks for having me.
If you want to hear more, subscribe to The Roy Green Show on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, or wherever you find your favorites. And if you like what you hear, leave us a review and tell a friend. I'm Roy Green. Have a great weekend.